You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Welcome back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Such a pleasure this week to have Charlotte Jessup with me, the president of Smedley Financial. Nancy Lord is here, former Utah Republican National Committee woman and producer and artistic director of the Bluffdale Choir. And Susan Spears is with me, the CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs. May I ask you a little bit about a story I saw in the Deseret News that really got me thinking, and I thought, I want to ask my guests on A Woman's View about this. It's about resiliency in young people and the distinction that the data is showing between resiliency in young girls versus young boys. That what I'm reading here is that girls struggled much more than boys when it came to negative cognition and social skills. 52% of the girls surveyed agreed with this statement: when things go wrong, I tend to give myself a hard time. That versus 44% of boys. 51% of girls agreed with this statement: I find it hard to make important decisions, versus 44% of boys. That really concerned me, Charlotte. Does that make you pause at all when you see that there's that big of a distinction between our young boys and girls, and that all that many of them total are struggling with these resiliency issues?
It does. It concerns me because I wonder where we can help our young females, our young girls, build confidence and feel more confident in their decisions and less hit by social media. I think that some of that comes because for some reason, as women, and we're all women, so we get it, we are impacted more by what other people think and feel around us mm-hmm. than men are. I think it's just our makeup. And so we have to find tools that we can help young girls use to overcome these things or to improve their life so that they're not, suffering from other people's opinions, what they see on social media.
Yeah. I was talking to a teenager, a young girl, the other day, and we were talking about this feeling of being invisible that so many of our young people have. And she said she feels invisible on social media. And what's so interesting about that is she has a boatload of people following her, but not as much as the Kardashians or whoever it is that she follows. So she feels... she compares herself to these huge celebrities, and she feels invisible, even though she has hundreds of people who are looking at her posts on social media. Speak to that, Charlotte.
I think that's incredibly sad because I think the measuring stick we have for good relationships, nurturing and supportive relationships, has changed. And we've gotten away from good friends who just go hang out and, go to each other's house and play and do whatever, to watching social media. I have a granddaughter who's amazing. She's just 14 and wasn't allowed to have social media until she got her phone last year. And it's changed. Now I see her, she's still the same sweet girl, don't get me wrong, but I see her attached to that, watching, constantly evaluating what's going on. And I'm not sure what's going on behind the scenes in her mind.
Watching and evaluating. Those are the words that I think are so key here. Susan, speak to this. What do you see here in this distinction between boys and girls?
Well, I think that it's true. As women, I think we always feel we need that validation. I think that just goes up and through. But as I read that article and as we've been talking here, I thought about during the summer, I had the opportunity to work with several high school students with an accounting camp we did, if you will. And I spent some one-on-one time with them, and I asked them, I said, what is your most troubling or thing that you wish you could fix? And with the girls, it was social media, number one. We don't know where we stand. There's so much bullying. We don't know how to manage it. And number two was, we wish our parents were present.
And we wish our parents were present. Does that mean that we're so distracted by social media that we're not really with them when we're with them?
That was exactly what was saying. Our parents are always on their own social media accounts, and they don't know how to guide us. And this wasn't one or two young women or one or two young men. I mean, this was, you know, it kind of started, I asked one or two just for kicks, and then I got curious. So as I made my way around, I reached 30 to 35 students. It was a pretty consistent answer. I mean, you know, and so it's made me think, how am I being present with my grandkids, with my kids, you know, when we're at family events or when I'm talking to them or even when I'm on university campuses? It's been a lesson to me that as a parent, we need to be more, our kids want us to be more present.
Susan, I will take that with me today. And Nancy, speak to this, if you would, this distinction between boys and girls.
Well, I think one of the keys to emotional resiliency is using your mind to overcome your emotions. And I think girls tend to naturally be more emotional in their decision making. And learning to use your mind to overcome negative emotions is a skill that has to be practiced and learned over time. And so I think that's a big part of the difference between maybe boys and girls. But I think all young people are, I think the age difference in emotional resiliency is huge right now. And I think COVID did have it, the way that the government responded to COVID did have a huge impact on that. And these kids are coming out of that and trying to learn how to navigate themselves in this world. And maybe you remember, you know, I think we all can do our individual part to help with this. And I know I've mentioned in the past that I go and teach line dancing at Stake Youth Dances because I believe that real hands-on kinesthetic social experiences that where there's not competition, where kids are just enjoying an activity together, really helps to build that self-confidence and that ability to interact socially with others. And I think there are probably many other experiences like that that we can engage in, but that we as adults need to help our young people with those kinds of experiences.
Oh, bravo. Bravo. And to your teaching those classes, Nancy, I think that's fantastic.
It's
Would
fun.
They let an outsider like me come into one of your classes?
Of course.
Exactly.
Come on Saturday.
That'd be so fun. All right. Let me take another break and I'll be back with my wonderful guest this week. Nancy Lord is with me with Susan Spears and Charlotte Jessup. We'll take a break and be back here on A Woman's View on KSL News Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.